This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. Every high school graduation is a triumph in its own way, a mix of beginnings and endings. There's another story now that belongs to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School class of 2018, the journey that comes after tragedy. Lenore Munoz is one of the students who will graduate this Sunday. For the past few months, she's been carrying a recorder, keeping an audio diary.
So, my name's Lenore. That's spelt L-E-O-N-O-R, last name M-U-N-O-Z. I've said that so many times over the last couple of weeks. I've been doing so many interviews, so many rallies, meetings. Today, it's Wednesday the 21st of March. It's a couple days before the march. I should probably be packing right now. I'm not going to DC, but I'm going to be in Boston instead. My sister, Becca, she goes to Northeastern and she's helping organize the march there, which is really cool. And if I'm not talking to people planning for this march, I'm breaking down crying. On Friday, the Friday after it happened, I went to visit my friend. The Fellowship of the Ring was on Netflix, so she just put it on. Which, you know, meant a lot to me because I know that this isn't really her favorite. It seemed kind of like our story. I mean, the Hobbits, they started off in the Shire. This good, safe, if a little boring, place. Which, to me, seemed a lot like Parkland. We call it Parkland. Or it's safe after dark land. Anyways, the hobbits.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them.
The one ring tempts everybody.
One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, find them.
At the moment that I was watching it, it seemed like the ring was these weapons, these high caliber weapons like the AR-15. It's just so much power. You can't do good with that. When you read The Lord of the Rings, at the end, the Shire is saved, but it can't go through all that evil and stay exactly the same. Frodo says to Sam,
"We set out to save the Shire, Sam."
The Shire was saved.
And it has been saved.
But not for me.
But not for me.
I woke up last night, in the middle of the night, with the weirdest feeling. Like, I couldn't move. I don't know, sleep paralysis or whatever. I was so dizzy. It was like the dizziness was in my arms. And I don't know, just kind of accepted and went back to sleep because at that point, like this is the least of my problems. I want to protect all my friends. I can't stop bullets midair. I can't stop depression. I can't stop PTSD. I'm just so scared. So today's Thursday, March 22nd. Tomorrow, me and my family leave for Boston. We're gonna be at the March for Our Lives. Here I am in the car going to my therapist appointment. I'm in the car, my mom is driving. How do you feel about all this?
A little apprehensive. I want to be ready and supportive of all of you, but at the same time, it scares me. I feel so proud of both you and Rebecca.
I know that a lot of people haven't been doing well. There's counselors at the school, but still a lot of people are struggling with newfound PTSD and depression. Can you describe your feelings about this?
That is what worries me most. And I am very grateful of all the resources that we've had. I am grateful for the therapy dogs and even for the therapy goat.
On the first day that we went back, there were, I think, a horse, two ponies, a therapy goat, which got a lot of laughs.
But I do think that the students need to talk.
So weird, like... I'm used to being different. I'm a gay Catholic, a white Mexican. But I don't want this to be the thing that makes me different. I'm part of the GSA, the Gay Straight Alliance, at my school. And I'm the vice president. I like to say that I'm vice president of the gays. Anyways, our club was organizing an event for Valentine's Day. Fake marriage certificates, and people could sign them, get fake married to their friends. The administration didn't want the word marriage to be used in a school setting. So instead we changed it to proclamation of love. And I married like all my friends, basically. And if someone didn't have someone to marry, I would marry them. I didn't realize how many kids were in the school until I saw them all running for their lives out of there. I did not know their names. I did not know anything about them, but I saw them at lunch and I married them and their friends. And that, I just saw them. I was like, no, this is not okay. This is not okay. I knew Carmen Shenshup since middle school. I wasn't amazing friends with her, but I've been parties with her. We had a couple group projects together. She was supposed to be the person who like graduated from UF, went to Harvard Med, became a cardiologist and a neuroscientist all at once, found the cure to cancer, all of that. And out of all the people I've cried for, I haven't cried for her because it doesn't feel real. She should still be in my class. She should still be here. I think I'm going to stop for now.
Today is Friday, March 23rd, a day before the march. Wow. I am currently in the hotel room with my family. My sister's in the bathroom. She just changed into her MSD Strong shirt that we brought for her. She looks really good in it.
Go Bucks! Buck pride. I'm.
My sister didn't actually go to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. She went to Deerfield Beach High. Fun little rivalry there.
I would wear an MSD shirt if it wasn't for this. I feel weird saying.
No, it's real. Like, I wish I could still make fun of my school.
I know.
Like, there's this thing that they always end the morning announcements with. Be positive, be passionate, be proud to be an Eagle. Like, and normally I would say that with them, just kind of mockingly. And now I can't, and that feels so awkward.
I can't make fun of Parkland kids anymore.
Friday, March 23rd. It is currently 9:13 at night. Oh God, wow. It's been a long day. I don't know if this is something that my underdeveloped teenage brain would normally be feeling this, or if it's because I went through something traumatic and the slayest thing can just send me to like extreme stress mode. Something banging, like a door closing, a door opening, knocking, a pop. My family and I, we went to go eat. It probably wasn't a good idea to go to a lobster place because you have to crack the lobster. And I couldn't exactly tell my parents, like, hey, don't eat the lobster that you just paid a lot of money for. Saturday, March 24th. Oh my God, it's here. It's here. Oh my God. Right now, we're in Madison Park High School. The March for Lives Boston is going to start here. Oh my God, it's happening. I'm so excited.
Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
So now I would like to welcome to the stage Leonore Munoz, a current student and senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and her sister and my new very good friend, Becca.
We want to tell you about February 14th, 2018. I remember my sister telling me that her club was giving out pretend marriage certificates during lunch for Valentine's Day. She was looking forward to a day full of love and friendship.
I remember fourth period. I was tired but happy after my lunch event. I remember walking outside because of the fire drill. I remember the absolute terror of being outside hearing code red, run! I remember needing to tell my family that I was alive and barely being able to send the text because I was in real danger. And they couldn't stop it or help me.
I remember receiving a text from my younger sister saying, "I'm safe. Code red. School shooter. Do not call."
I remember collapsing the next day because I got up and had to remember those who never did. I remember hearing my dad knock on my door the next day and falling apart because I thought it was happening again. My trauma isn't going away.
And neither are we.
Not one more. Not one more. Not one more. Not one more. Not one more.
I just did my speech. I cried. I cried more.
So let's give it up for TMP.
Oh my God, there's so many people. Wow. This is insane. But no, things are happening. Today is Sunday, March 25th, the day after the march. I looked at a picture later and we shut down Boston. Like, just shut it down. There are so many people. It makes sense because we're not marching against the Second Amendment. We're marching for our lives. That's what we are marching for, not dying. My favorite thing that we sang, it was a marching song. It started off, "Justice, my friend, you will not walk alone. We will walk with you and make your spirit strong." And we would replace saying justice with Parkland, my friend, Newtown, my friend, Columbine, my friend. A lot of the march, we were recognizing that we were building off of other movements, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Civil Rights movement, the If Not Now movement. Gun violence did not start February 14th, 2018. We knew we were making history. Now we vote. Today is May 4th. It's lunchtime. I should probably be in the lunch area, like in the courtyard, but I don't really like being around large groups of people that much. Right now I'm just sitting in Marjorie's garden. It's this like beautiful little garden area on like the outskirts of school. It's just a really nice, peaceful place to be. Today is May 4th, Star Wars Day. You know, May the 4th be with you and all that. Carmen loved Star Wars. And, yesterday I started crying and my friend texts me. She's like, "Hey, I miss her." We both kind of knew who we were talking about. She was friends with Gina Montaldo. I was like, yeah, I feel that a lot. And just, it was awful, it was heartbreaking, but it was really nice. Just talking about our friends. Right now I'm reading Lord of the Rings. Frodo, Sam, Merry, Pippin, they have to keep running and hiding and fighting, trying to convince people to help them, and they don't get a break. But we, as the reader, do. But I'm not the reader anymore.
That was Lenore Munoz, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Lenore graduates on Sunday. She starts college in the fall. She wants to study communications. I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN News.